Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Scripture provides wonderful stories of prophecies, visions, and dreams of people and a world made new by living in God's way. God is still gifting people with the power to live God's dream and bring God's transformation to the world. What began in the days of Ezekiel was a prophecy of what was to come at Pentecost, and it brings hope to us today. The New Testament reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 18. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. All of them were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, they are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit among all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy as well.
Visions, prophecy, dreams. All so very important then as it is today. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for this time together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be lifted to you, that you may be glorified in all the earth. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. So, how many of you like to dream? Especially if it's a good dream, right? And that means we're asleep. That's a good thing, right? How many of you like to daydream? Yeah. I love to dream. I really do. Only problem is I don't remember many of my dreams. But the ones that I do remember are profound. Messages from God that I have never forgotten. Often nighttime dreams come to me in waves. Like I get like two at a time. And both of them are connected. And there are a couple of times in my life where those dreams really stand out. And I've never forgotten them. One in particular in 2001 showed me what was to come back basically in 2020. But the dream also showed me that something greater is coming. And somehow I knew I would be a part of that. Sometimes my dreams are prophetic. Other times God is directing me to make a shift or a change in order to fulfill something greater or a destiny that God has in mind for me. And dreams, you see, are an important message from God that even though scientists have described them as ways that our brain physiologically disperses energy that is collected during the day, which is part of that, medical researchers tell us that everyone dreams at night. But today I want to talk to you more about dreams that we are given either at nighttime or in the daytime or both. When God has given you a clear vision for your life, a sense of what is to come, maybe, or your hopes and dreams that pave the way to fulfill your destiny. And what is important is that dreams need to be interpreted biblically in order for them to align and for you to know if this is indeed from God. In other words, what God in the person of the Holy Spirit may be telling you. Otherwise, you could risk just getting a partial interpretation of the dream. And even in your visions for your future and your life. So the Holy Spirit is an integral part of interpreting our dreams. In the book of Acts, Peter announced, young men will dream, have visions, and old men will have dreams, dreams. So let's be clear here, though. The Holy Spirit who came down at Pentecost is not a thing, but it is the third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes when you confess that you are a sinner, believe in Jesus Christ, and that he has given his life so that you may live eternally with God. That's John 3:16. The Spirit is now in you, guiding you and helping you to live in God's way and God's given dreams and visions for your life. So I want to ask you a question. Do you remember your God-given dreams on this Pentecost Sunday where we celebrate the third person of the Trinity? Do you remember? God gives you a dream and maybe you don't remember. Maybe there's a delay, but the dream is still there. The prophet Ezekiel had a vivid dream, and its message is as important then as it is today, as it was then. As the people of ancient Jerusalem and Judea during the Babylonian captivity, things were pretty dead. They weren't going anywhere. All of us have things, you see, that we're hoping for, dreams that are deep within our souls. Deep down, we know they are part of who we are, a part of our destiny, and we feel something so strongly, but when a setback happens, we stop, and we seem to forget. We didn't get what we wanted, maybe, or we didn't get what we wanted when we wanted it. Things just don't work out. And life has a way of pushing our dreams down, and they can become buried under discouragement. They can become buried under past mistakes. They can become buried under heartbreak in relationships, buried under a low self-esteem or a long exile, as Ezekiel experienced in his lifetime. It's easy, you see, to settle for something less. Even though we have all this potential buried inside of us, when we get discouraged, we settle. But God, you see, is doing a new thing with the Holy Spirit in you. We cannot allow ourselves to get stuck somewhere, as I said a few weeks ago, to get stuck in a pothole, get stuck in the past, the way things used to be. Your dream may be buried. Your life is being rerouted. But the good news is, the dream is still there, still alive. God hasn't given up on the dream he's given you for your life, if in fact it came from God. It's not too late to see it come to pass. No matter what your age is, no matter what your circumstances are, we all have setbacks. But instead of remembering the pain and the hurt and the disappointment, the key is to remember the dream. Remember what God promised you. Ezekiel had a prophetic dream, a new vision for Israel, where they where they would go if they obeyed God. But the sad thing is they didn't obey. Instead, they worshiped idols, living in debauchery, and it took 1,000+ years before the dream came into fruition. The promise was fulfilled in Jesus Christ when he was resurrected and sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost so that we can make the choices to live in the Spirit. All the dry bones of this earth came alive in so many ways, not just physically, but spiritually on the day of Pentecost and on the day when God has put his Spirit inside of each and every one of us. Remember God's dream. Remember what God whispered in your heart, maybe many years ago. Remember, the scripture calls it the secret petitions of your heart. Things that you haven't talked about or told anyone. Dreams that have flesh and sinew and bones and upon the bones of your, what seems to be dry bones in your life. Now it may seem impossible. And every voice around you may be saying, pushing your dream down. But on the day of Pentecost, God is reminding us that what he says will come to pass. God says and does what God promises each and every one of us. God spoke the dream to you and is on its way. Don't get stuck in those potholes of despair if things look bleak to you right now. If you will pray in the Spirit and get your passion back, God is going to restore you. God is going to restore all of us. What we think was dead will come alive in a new way. Dreams that you've forgotten about will begin to resurrect again. The Israelites that were gathered on the day of Pentecost were amazed when suddenly the winds and the tongue of fire landed on them. The Holy Spirit came down upon the people in a mighty way, causing them to even speak in tongues, languages that they didn't understand one another. Well, can I tell you that when you speak in tongues, things begin to happen, suddenly awakening a spirit within you that is deeper, awakening the things that you have forgotten in your life. You see, the words that don't seem to make sense is really logos. Is logos. It's the same logos in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. Was God. That is logos. That is what we're talking about here. The tongues of fire and from the Holy Spirit, awaken our hearts to the language of logos, the language of God that awakens our spirits that may have been suppressed by circumstances. That's the power that the Spirit has in our lives. Don't let those circumstances talk you out of what God has promised. Go to the Word, go to the logos, speak the language of God. In your hearts, in your prayer closets. You might not understand why things are happening the way they do, why your spouse walked out on you, why you lost a job opportunity, why you are struggling with such illness. But this is all a process that is not meant to be a setback, but a setup for your life, to get you on track of your dream, of the vision God has given you, to stir up your faith toward new possibilities, to get you to where you're supposed to be. All it takes is one touch of the fire from God to get you back on track. Ezekiel stood among destruction. He stood among all those dry bones, and the entire nation was wiped out. That's all he knew. God gave him a vision, a new promise. And it stirred up his faith. Those bones would be filled again and be walking among us. The bones of dryness would stand again. And Ezekiel breathed into them the Spirit of God at that moment. The promise would take a while. But when God sent Jesus Christ, the promise was fulfilled. No more would there be any of those dry bones in the lives of Israel, in the lives of our lives, because the Spirit moves in us now and we are alive. Promise is that no more we would have to depend on things that get easily taken away from us. When we receive God's promise, the Son, the Holy Spirit fills us and leads us and gives us a language to remember our dreams that will never be taken from us unless we live under the suppression of our circumstances. So what has God put in your heart? What excites you that you've forgotten? Have those dreams been buried under a pile of dry bones somewhere? You say, well, Pastor Donna, it's been a long time. The dream is too big. I'm just too old at this point. Stuff has happened and I just can't get back there. Well, I ask you, you don't think you could write a book and finish it? You don't think you could finish a college degree or go back for another one? You don't think your marriage can be restored or start a new business? Well, you say the pandemic just wiped me out. I've lost my health and my friends and my family and even my wealth. That's the past. That's over. God is doing a new thing. For I say to you, pray in the Spirit. Get your passion back. You have not missed any opportunities because what God has given you, God will see it done. And when God breathed life into you, He gave you everything you need to fulfill that dream, to fulfill your destiny. You have the life of Jesus Christ in you to do that. And Ezekiel saw it coming. Ezekiel was given a glimpse. Nothing can stop you because the Most High God is flowing through your veins. And there's a seed of greatness in you and me. You are a person of destiny, and God is directing your steps. God is in control, and God will bring you out of wherever you think you are right now, no matter what kind of unjust things are happening in your lives. But you have to do your part. Keep your faith stirred up. Keep moving forward. The enemy would love it if to deceive you into burying your dream and thinking you can never get there. That's what the enemy does in your life. The illness, the loss, and disappointment can indeed seem to bury the dream. But you know what? It's still there. God wants you to know this today. God wants you to know that I have set you free. You're free. You don't have to go through 1,000 more years. You don't even have to go through another day once you connect back to the Holy Spirit and ask God to stir up that faith in your life. The Spirit is with you. The Spirit is here now. Begin to live into the destiny of what God has given you when you gave your life to Jesus. Don't let yesterday's setbacks dwell in your heart. Well, you say, well, how do I do that? You start with giving thanks. Thank you, Lord, that you are restoring me. Thank you, Lord, that you have a new direction for me. Thank you, Lord, that my child will be saved and he will come back to me. Thank God every single day. Keep praising, keep singing, keep talking about the Lord's good work in your life. Keep praying. That dream will come back. It will stir up your faith. Step you toward out of the broken dreams and into victory. There's a practical and spiritual principles that can help you through if you need help. When you stir up your faith, it gives God the open door to come right on in and do great things in your life. God is moved by our faith, you see, not by our discouragement or disappointment, though we have the Comforter. Holy Spirit will comfort us, but the movement happens when our faith is stirred up. You remember remembering the wrong thing. Don't stay stuck there. Don't stay stuck in that disappointment and years of that. Turn it around today and remember the dream and give thanks. Let the tongues of fire land upon you today and turn that setback into a reset. The divine plan that God has coming your way, it really is. You'll get a better job. You'll get a better relationships. You'll have a better home. Everything starts, you see, with your thinking. What you're believing. What words are coming out of your mouth. Because you are now surrounded by God's grace and must get into agreement with God. You may need to be alone with God for a while and say, Lord, don't let me die with my dreams buried that never came to pass. Whatever God has put inside of you, ask God to stir it up. And here's what's interesting about all this. You might say, well, there's a mountain that I have to climb to get there. And there's a lot of giants on that mountain. I don't know how to get rid of the giants that are in my way. But I want to challenge you and me today. I want you to stay on that mountain and don't choose another mountain or settle for mediocrity. Don't let your friends tell you there's an easier way. Pastor Donna, you don't have to go that way. Mary, you can go this way. It's a lot easier. Stay on the mountain. God will destroy the giants if that's the mountain that God wants you to be on. Don't accept second best. Go after the mountain with me, God says, and conquer it. And so today you have the Holy Spirit who has lit a fire in your life. You have a seed of greatness. You have dreams. And I don't care if you're 25 years old or 85 years old, it's still there. It's still there. So the question is, did God give you a dream? Did you believe you could do it? And then someone comes along and threw some dirt in your face? It's now been a long time and you had some bad breaks. You could easily forget that dream. A dream is alive, even though it may have been a long, long time. God is saying to you and me today, go back and try it again. You have my advocate. You have the power of the Holy Spirit with you. Give thanks for the dream. Don't accept second best. Tell God, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. And God will indeed bless your life. Amen.